Hey, what's up? I'm Max Brotman here with Spencer Rode on September 19th, 2020 at 3:40 p.m. exactly. Spencer, how are you doing? And tell me what you were up to before COVID-19 crisis hit.
I'm good right now. And before COVID-19, I was in my senior year. And, you know, when it really got close to lockdown in March, I had just started lacrosse, my last season of lacrosse. And, you know, we were getting our preseason going. We looked good for once, which is like ironic because we didn't get to play our season, but whatever, that it is what it is. And, yeah, at the time I was just having a good time in high school. I was hanging out a lot with my friends, getting my AP classes done. Yeah, just like getting excited for the stuff that was to come, like prom and graduation and stuff. But,
yeah, sure.
You know, then lockdown hit.
Looking uphill, right?
Oh, definitely looking uphill. And then, I don't know, hill came crumbling down.
Yeah, so avalanche. Tell me about that, like, kind of initial shock you experienced as a high school senior during that time period, especially in that like the early time period, like the first like 2 weeks when you were shoved online.
Right. So at the time, it was like everyone was kind of like, "Oh, you know, 2 weeks off of school, yay!" But there was, including myself, just a few of us that knew, like, this is not good. This is, like, we're not getting the rest of our high school experience. We're losing out on three quarters of junior year, or senior year. It's not just going to be 2 weeks. We are going to lose prom. I'm going to lose lacrosse. I'm going to lose a lot. And it was frustrating, to say the least. Definitely. Just, it was so frustrating because it's like you look forward to all of these things for so long. It's like you get into high school, you're a freshman, and, you know, teachers are like, "I know it sucks now, but just you wait. Senior year is going to be so fun." Then you're a junior. You're like really slaving away, just trying to get all these hard classes and college credits from APs. And the teacher's like, "Oh yeah, this sucks. I know this sucks, but just wait till next year. You're going to have a great time." And then here I am next year. Where's my great time? I don't know.
All right. Well, so moving on, probably another like month or two in advance or past that point, how did you like start finding yourself kind of like coping with it or dealing with it? Like, I know some schools like had like a space out graduations, others had online ones, you know, so there's some prom things going on.
Yeah, so my school actually did well in that regard. I mean, unfortunately we didn't have any sports seasons obviously or a prom. But as far as graduation goes, we waited a while. A lot of schools just kind of, you know, did their little car parade thing, try to crack it out right away. But our principal decided to, you know, let's just set a tentative date. Just say July. It was like July 6th, I think. See what happens. And then by then, things had gotten better. You know, some rules were lifted. And we were able to actually have, like, a regular graduation on our football field, which was very nice.
Gotcha. That's great to hear, honestly. So post-graduation, right? I mean, I think the normal high school experience, it's kind of that feeling of like, yes, like liberated, like I'm on to college now. How is that for you?
So that it's really interesting actually, because I did get that feeling of freedom. You know, I'm fortunate enough that, you know, my close friends live very close to me, and I would see them relatively often, you know, in like the summertime when things were better, like outside and masks, whatever. And, you know, we were having a good time. We were having that good amount of freedom. And then we lost it because one of my friends actually went to North Carolina and got the coronavirus. And then I got the coronavirus from him, and that immediately just all freedom gone.
Really just cut the head off the snake there.
Yeah, it was frightening because, you know, I had to quarantine in my home. Luckily, we like caught it really quickly. Like when he found out he had it, I got tested right away, like, and I quarantined away from my family, whatever. And I was in just my basement for like 2 weeks away from everyone.
Gotcha. And sounds like a harrowing experience, you know?
Oh, definitely. Cause, you know, like a couple of my family members have some like medical things. So if they got the coronavirus, like that, it could have been bad. And, you know, thank God, you know, it all worked out okay. No one got sick. It was just me. But I was actually asymptomatic too, which I'm really thankful for because I didn't get the crappy part of things.
Yeah, no. Avoided a bullet there for sure.
Definitely.
Now, real quickly, just kind of transition me into college. You're here, finally. Back at the bottom of the food chain, freshman, in the middle of the pandemic. So take me through that real quick.
You know, I have a lot of mixed emotions about it. Firstly, I love that I'm here. I'm grateful that I'm here, and I'm grateful to have a school that legitimately cares. And even though like they do set rules and the rules can be frustrating, I know that it's for the best because, you know, I talked to some of my friends that are in other colleges, my friends at home who never even had their college experience, like, they're bored, or the friends at other colleges, they're getting sick. I just had a friend in Wisconsin that her whole dorm has the coronavirus. And, you know, I'm grateful for that Northeastern does everything it can to stay open and to keep us safe. At the same time, I'm not frustrated with the school. I'm frustrated with the circumstances that I can't get as of right now, the typical college experience. You know, I know that I will eventually. But, like, right now, it's a little frustrating.
Yeah. I think most people can hop on board with that one.
Definitely.
And with that, thank you for your time. And
Thank you.
You consent to having this interview posted online?
Most certainly.
All right, cool. Can't forget that one.